This conference will...
Okay, good. So anyway, so we just introduced Dr. Charles King to all of you, and so you know who he is. The intriguing part of his background is as follows. In the 1990s, and some of us maybe can't remember back then that far ago, and some of us on this call maybe weren't even born back then. It's amazing how fast time goes, but we do have 18, 19 years olds. In fact, last night I was at a birthday party for an 18-year-old, and I was kind of giggling to myself. It was amazing how much life I had already been through before this person even coexisted with me on Earth, right? It's amazing. As you get older, I guess you really appreciate that more and more. But the intriguing part is in the early 1990s, he was teaching at the University of Illinois Chicago, and one of the problems with his he was a marketing professor there, and I'm sorry, in the outline it says University of Chicago. It was the University of Illinois in Chicago. And he was a marketing professor, but one of the problems that he was seeing back in the early 1990s that the country had kind of gone through a major economic recession in the late 1980s, early 1990s, and there was the problem with jobs, and grads were getting no jobs, and the alumni were coming back because they were losing jobs. Boy, does that sound familiar? So all this was going like we don't see cycles in our world today, and all this was going on. So Charles King started looking for answers. I mean, he was really desperate to find answers for these graduates and these alumni of the University of Illinois. And so he started looking at direct sales and other opportunities, and his first exposure came to network marketing. One of his students came up to him, and the student said to him, he said, well, why don't you consider network marketing? Why don't we teach network marketing in our school? And Dr. Charles King's response was, as I wrote in the outline, he said, son, I know enough about network marketing to know that I don't want to know any more about it. Now, the reason I put this quote in the outline is because I think some of you, sometimes when you share Manatech, that's kind of a response you get, isn't it? And it's intriguing when people say that, and sometimes we just walk away, just go the other direction or whatever. We don't pursue it. And all I can tell you is that thank goodness this young student pursued it with Dr. Charles King, and he had more at risk because this was his professor than you and I have when we're talking to somebody. But somehow our ego gets hurt, or we get ashamed, or we fall back into some kind of, prior belief system, and we just, hang our tail and walk away instead of saying, well, I don't understand that. Could you explain to me why you have that attitude about network marketing? Which is what you should be saying, because you should be proud of what you're doing. And so start looking at that. What is it about me that I can't walk with pride about what I'm doing? I mean, it's not, you think anyone got the presidential director in Manatech thinking that network marketing was some kind of, something less than what it is? As a beautiful business opportunity, an incredible mechanism to allow so many people to achieve incredible results, a fair playing field, all the things that we know about network marketing. But anyway, but back then, Dr. Charles King, he didn't know anything, and that was his comment. All he did know was it made him want to run the opposite direction, which is, again, typical feedback we might get from people out there. But listen to what a student said. His student was really intrigued by this response. And his student said, Dr. King, if you gave me that answer to that question, if I gave you that answer to that question the same way you gave it to me, you would give me an F. And it was absolutely true. Dr. Charles King said, you know what, that was hilarious. He heard that guy and he says, you're exactly right. I would flunk you because you showed no intrigue to find out more information about something you knew so little about. So it was, isn't that a great thing? I mean, if we know so little about it, but we're ready to judge it and dismiss it without knowing enough. So because of that response from that student, because of what that student told Dr. King, he decided to dig in full jump in with both feet and understand the industry. And he took the challenge. He went out, he interviewed industry leaders all across the country. He reviewed, you know, tapes. He went to visit with people that were successful, people that weren't successful, people writing books about it. And he learned everything about it. And he took on the challenge. And he went to the university dean and he said, you know what, I'd like to start teaching a class in network marketing. I think this is really a great opportunity, and on and on and on. And the dean seemed pretty enthusiastic about us doing a seminar in network marketing, and wanted him to get Yarnell, Mark Yarnell. So many of you know that, your first year in network marketing, he wrote that book. He was an incredible guy with a skincare company for years, and he said, yeah, we'll let you teach the class. And so the Dr. Charles King needed $10,000 in order to get the program started, and the dean said, fine, we'll loan you the $10,000, and you can pay it back out of the revenue that will come for you over the years. And so he started he got a hold of the editor of Success Magazine, and he asked him for help, and they did some advertising about this new course that he's going to teach in Success Magazine, The problem was he ran the announcement of teaching this course, and 3 weeks after he ran it, the dean came into him and said he basically shut down their entire continuing education department because the entire phone lines were jammed with incoming calls over the last 3 weeks for his course. And they were only going to, you know, sell 100 seats for this class, and 150 people showed up in the first class, and he had tremendous overflow, and of course paid off at $900 a seat. They had no problem paying off the $10,000 debt in the first day of the class. So he kept running that seminar, and eventually they started doing longer term programs with it and teaching on network marketing. But it was fascinating because it was like when we look at Charles King, we just give him credit for one of the first guys that started teaching network marketing at a university level. And I believe today they're still teaching it. And the intriguing thing for us to look at, so that kind of gives you the background of Dr. Charles King and what he's meant to us as an industry, or as a job market, or as a opportunity. What does it look like today and compare it to the early 1990s? Now we do a comparison to say, why was it so important back in the early 1990s compared to today? And of course, today we know that because of the problems we had 4 years ago in terms of the collapse of our economy, and some projecting it was going to be the worst depression we've ever had in the history of the United States of America. And of course, that didn't come to fruition for lots of reasons. But the important thing was that we still have a tough economy today. We still are dealing in a tough economy, notwithstanding what the numbers are coming out looking like. We have projections that really do establish for us the idea that we've become a lot of people unemployable, or unemployed and unemployable, and we have a tough job market because we have such a greater, higher standard of living than what the jobs are offering. And so unless you want everybody, you know, everybody having to have to work, both husband and wife in every single family setting, and people flipping burgers and doing service jobs for their livelihood, we have a problem in our economy. We don't have that. We don't have what we had, and this is what I look at, because even when the job market picks up, I still look at it and say, but where is the American dream, right? You know, this country's always been built on the American dream. And I'd hate to lose that. That's why I don't believe there's a safety net for the poor. I believe that the poor are the ones we need to work with and help and support to help pull them out of where they are so they truly can have the American dream. I don't want the American dream to go to the wayside and only be for the wealthy. I want it to be for everybody. That's the whole foundation of what America is built on. So we got to quit, you know, looking at, you know, with safety nets taking care of people. We need to start looking at creating a reality where everybody can have that American dream. So, but we have a tough job market right now. We have a lot of students that are carrying a ton of debt from their college education. Some people have solutions that maybe we don't extend debt to people to go to college, but I think that's part of the American dream as well. I think everybody should have that opportunity to get to better themselves by being able to go to college. So there could be other ways of tackling it versus cutting off grants and scholarships and things like that, because that's part, again, big picture, part of that American dream. And it, we don't have a society that's just for those who have, but for those who have not as well. But we have a students graduating from college who can't find work today. We have, you know, and we have an incredible push today to for entrepreneurial endeavors to solve our job crisis. Now, one of the talks that I have done recently for you guys, I would suggest you go back and reread it. You don't have to read the book, although the book is excellent. There's a book out there that came out last year called The Coming Jobs War, and it's an incredible book about that we're going to start competing not just nationally but internationally in a gigantic way for jobs, and what it's going to take for people to be successful at securing these jobs. And it's a great little book, and it's by Jim Clifton. I did a book review out of it back October 31st of 2011, so you might want to go back and look at that as well. So there's competition out there in the job market, and we have a big push for entrepreneurial, you know, approaches to jobs. And what we're looking for is a low entry cost, no barrier to entry type things because of the lack of money. And, of course, that means whenever you see low entry cost and no barrier to entry, one of the first things that or models that should come to your mind is network marketing, because that's truly one of the huge benefits of the network marketing model. The big difference we have today, if we look at looking around the from the early 1990s to where we are today, 22 years later, what's our big difference that we see? Well, one of the huge differences is we're looking at the developing countries. We look at China, India, Latin America, Russia, they say too, Brazil, and we talk about it, but Charles King in the article, in the interview he didn't mention Russia or he didn't mention Brazil, even though the BRIC company countries are the ones that you typically hear mentioned together. He talked about Latin America, and he looked at just those three, China, India, Latin America, and he said there's 3 billion people who are ready to go in those countries, 3 billion people. And to understand the difference between what we have here in the United States and the economics, it's important for us to look at the numbers first. That he said that the United Nations says that 20 to 30% of the population is middle to upper middle class, 20 to 30%. Well, if you look at 30% of 3 billion people, that's, I put only sarcastically, 900 million people. That's more than the entire population of Europe and Canada combined, just in China, India, and Latin America that are, what, middle to upper middle class people who could do this type of work very, very effectively. So there also are other ways of building the model of doing network marketing. And, you know, in the numbers, if you look at everybody across the board, you can look at, like, how they're doing network marketing in Mexico. And I have the experience of being down there seeing how it was done. I remember when I was first down there on my visiting 2 years ago before we opened Mexico, that I was working with a bunch of people looking at what people were doing. And somebody was talking about how USANA, because USANA had a pretty expensive product, and how they were doing the business down there. And they said people would buy bottles of USANA, break them open, and then they put them in baggies, and they'd sell like a week's supply of the vitamin. And that's how they were marketing it. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. And here I read this article. This is all about the same kind of concept. They said it was almost like the same method, like almost like selling drug dealing, where they take a big thing and they break it all down into pieces and they market it. And I'm not promoting drug dealing by any means, but I, you know, Dr. King even made the analogy between methodology of how that's dispersed in the community and that you can sell these for a few bucks. So instead of looking at network marketing, we need to change our attitude sometimes in these developing countries, that instead of looking at us trying to enforce our method or our model of network marketing in these countries, we need to look at what is the model that works in these countries. And people aren't looking to make the extra $500,000 in residual income. They might be looking at making an extra $100 a month, which is twice what they're pulling in today. Just by breaking apart products and selling them in baggies, that might be a way that they double, triple, quadruple the income that comes to their family, which would make a significant difference. We look at our country today. Remember when we talked about the statistics about bankruptcy? We said if the average American family could have made $300 to $400 more on a monthly basis, that would rid the country of 80% of the bankruptcies filed on an annual basis. That's huge. So even in this country alone, $300 to $400 a month can make a huge difference in the economics of a family environment. But when you're looking at Latin America, $100 is sometimes, in some family situation, it's twice what their income is that they're bringing in today. So really critical for us to try to understand and make the shift when we talk about doing network marketing in other countries. And it's just more of a numbers game then. Why? Because instead of getting, you know, maybe instead of getting 50 associates in your downline, you need 500 because they're selling one-tenth of what an average associate might be doing here in the United States. But the intriguing thing to me was when you look at the basic core approach to this is that the people in the streets are really learning entrepreneurism in the simplest way in the world. I mean, it's a simple way of teaching entrepreneurism and a healthy way of doing it rather versus drug dealing, which is an unhealthy way or illegal way. So that's why we want to be promoting networking down there. There's no doubt, he said, this is what Charles King said, he said, there's no doubt in his mind that in 10 years Latin America will be a powerful center for network marketing. And, of course, that's one of the beliefs Manatech has, and that's why they've made such a significant investment and continue to make investments in Mexico, because we look at that as the roadway to opening up other countries. So it's really going to be a direction for us as we grow into, you know, Colombia and Guatemala and Costa Rica and then go on down to Brazil. That's our directional. So huge market, huge number of people, incredible opportunity, and an equal level playing field, which is what one of the things that Dr. Charles King emphasized, that this is going to be so crucial for us as we go forward, that we have that equal level playing field for people. How do we use this information in our network marketing business? And I just brought to light for you some things that, because sometimes we move on. You know, we learn a lot of good things in network marketing. We find out new information, and sometimes we sit on it, or we love it, we fall in love with it, and then 6 months later it's something in our past and we don't even remember that we came across it. Do any of you feel the same way? If you look back sometimes at some of your old stuff, you dig through your cupboards or your file cabinets or your folder files, whatever it is that you use to organize your Manatech business, every once in a while, whether it's once a year or once every 2 years or once a month, when you go through and you start paging through some of this stuff, you come across things that were incredibly valuable for you at a time, at a season in your life in Manatech. And you kind of question, why did I ever let that go? And I feel like we all do the same thing. I know I do it, and I hear it from the field on numerous occasions. And some of the things that we've perhaps let go, and let's talk about the brilliant compensation video. And Lydia was so gracious. She found it on the Internet. So you don't have to go and buy it. You can just go and she gave you the link in the outline today. So if you have the opportunity, it's only about probably 25, 30 minutes, I think. I'm not sure exactly the timing, but close to that. But I think watching Tim Sales in that Brilliant Compensation video will incredibly enlighten you. And it will help. It's one of those things that really helps you build your confidence and build your awareness of why you're doing this and why it's so powerful and the impact it can have on many people. But the other aspect of watching Brilliant Compensation, and this is something I did, and maybe I'll send it out, but I think each one of you, it's more valuable if you do it yourself. But I went back in preparing this talk for today, I went back and I rewatched Brilliant Compensation by Tim Sales because I just wanted to see, what does he talk about? What's so important in there? And it's not just the idea that we need to build the confidence in ourselves around what we're doing every day and keeping that level of commitment and assurance and belief in what we're doing and how we can create different things no matter what might be happening in your business today. Doesn't mean it needs to happen there tomorrow. But the idea of re-listening to Brilliant Compensation, it just gave me also some fodder, some material, and that's what I put in the outline today. I said, wow, you listen to this and you find critical aspects of our business that you can then be better prepared to share with people. Because one of our problems is that a lot of people involved with Manatech or network marketing, you know, you have a problem with going out and sharing with people. You feel like you don't want to, you're afraid that you're going to say the wrong thing or you won't be able to convince them or they won't be able to see what you see in network marketing. And one of the issues is that how well-informed are we? Or we might be well-informed at some point in our life. Like I suspect that if you've been in Manatech for 3 to 5 years or more or in the network marketing world, you've probably seen this video a number of times. But the problem is, do you remember what's in the video? Do you remember the value of the video? Do you remember what's really important in the video? And I'll ask a question. Maybe somebody on this call can tell me. But Tim Sales, in his video, he said the most. He made a comment about there's one sentence that's the most important thing I can tell you. And does anyone know what that is? And it's really intriguing that, I bet a lot of you have watched that video, but how many of you have picked out the most important thing he could tell us? I mean, that's I'll highlight that, because what I'm going to do, I'm just going to run through some of the things that Tim does in the video, to help you again. Go back, take a look at it, grab from it, because he interviews Dr. Charles King, and he gives us information that really can help us with how we share network marketing with people. And his comment is that, he starts out by telling us it takes 200% to be successful. It takes 100% from you and 100% from your business vehicle. So if you're giving yourself, if you're putting 100% into some kind of arena and you're not getting anywhere, you've got to question the vehicle that you've jumped on board in or you've decided to ride, right? So you want to find something that's really going to be a vehicle that works, and network marketing as a vehicle works. And he talked about the benefits about no inventory, no overhead. And if I talked to you about getting, looking at an opportunity where you had to have no inventory, no overhead, what would you say? Some people would say, sounds too good to be true, but I'd have to take a look at it. So he says, the first thing you need to do when you look at whether you're going to be in a business or not is you have to value the business, right? You have to place a value on the business. And he says there's four basic criteria for valuing a business. And he goes through those. And, of course, we've heard these before, but are you still using them today? Huge expanding market. And, of course, when you're looking at what a field we have today where there's not one person that doesn't need health, that is definitely a huge expanding marketplace. Number two, unique and consumable product. And how many of you out there got the new article that just came out about glycoscience and the fact the National Academy of Sciences is saying that they're now going to be looking, they put together goals for how they're taking glycoscience to a new level because they feel like it's just been hidden by a small group of people over the last 10, 20 years, and they think this science has the key to many answers in many fields, including health. And they want to start pushing more development of the science and more education on the science. And one of their goals is to start teaching glycoscience in high school. And now, people, when you read this article and you talk about the keys to health and all the things, this isn't from Manatech. Manatech didn't publish this article. This came out last week, and hopefully all of you have it. If you don't have it, we'll be happy to forward it to everybody on the Monday call. But this is powerful. And I highlight it from the perspective of unique and consumable product. We have an incredible product in our Ambertose, in our glyconutrient technology, and now taking that into and building it into a product called Nutriveris is just another huge, huge blessing for our company. So we truly have a unique and consumable product that no one else has. And it's important that we understand that that's one of the number one top criteria in valuing a business opportunity. And so when you're talking about the business to people, you want to have these four critical clues down. Huge expanding marketplace, unique and consumable product, and of course be able to support that. And of course timing is critical as well. You want to be, he talked about everybody in the last, 100 years, there are tons of during all times, he suggests, there are people in the economy who are making money and there are people in the economy not making money. And he says the number one difference between those who make money and those who don't are where they are on the trend. It's kind of like that statement we used to make, how would you have liked to have, bought a typewriter factory 2 years before PCs came out? I mean, it probably wasn't a good investment, but you were on the wrong side of the trends. So you want to be on the right side of the trends. And he talked about in his brilliant compensation, which still remains somewhat true today, not the statistics are a little bit different, but baby boomers still are a huge percentage of our population. They're at least 25% of our population. They still control a huge percentage of the money in our population. And there are basically, in that population, there's six trends. And if you would have looked at this 15 years ago, I think this video came out in the early 2000s, if you would have looked at this back then, the trends that he talked about were health, looking younger, retirement, security, making money, and education. Those were six trends. And if you looked at where so many dollars have gone, how about retirement? You know, people have become multi-millionaires and billionaires in retirement homes and extended care facilities, and there's still, it's a huge population because why? There's tons of baby boomers hitting retirement age. So there's still a lot of care, long-term care facilities, short-term care facilities, all these things, they've sprouted up everywhere. I mean, they're everywhere. Just look around and you'll see them like never before. I remember a time when we'd have to, you know, maybe in our community we'd have one nursing home in a community of, you know, 1.5 million people. One nursing home. Today, there's one on every corner. I mean, it's amazing how many dollars are being spent on this long-term care and retirement and things like that. There's amazing how much money is being spent on health, and that's the field we're in. And, of course, that makes us, puts us in a prime position to grow and develop, and that's what gives our opportunity, a phenomenal opportunity, because health is something that's going to be crucial for this country forever. It doesn't end. It's not a trend that starts and stops. It's just more of an emphasis today, especially when we see Monsanto. And by the way, if you know, I put out a man of mail last week about Monsanto and this long-term study that was published in September on the impact of GMOs and some of the pesticides used by Monsanto. And today, I think there's a article that came out about a major award that was given against Monsanto for a death or a major, and it wasn't death, but major disability suffered by a farmer using some of their pesticides in the fields, that they were so toxic they caused severe damage. And it's not just happening to farmers, it's happening to people that eat this stuff. You know, some of us have been bragging for years, like Mary Jo, who talks for years about eating 8 to 10 to 15 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Well, to the extent that I was consuming non-organic ones, I probably was doing more damage to my human body than I was doing good. That's a sorry statement, but it's absolutely true. So how many chemicals was I putting into my body every day? And thank goodness for Ambertose and the things I was doing good to try to flush some of that out. But we become toxic dumps by eating things like that. So critical for us to understand that that's something that we've, you know, we think we're doing the best for our bodies and we're not. But health is a major, major issue, and it will always be. And it's about how do we improve the health of this country, because that's what's eating us up alive in a gigantic way. And then, so follow a trend, that's a huge thing. And then the fourth thing that he brings up in his Brilliant Compensation video is the fact of leverage and understanding leverage. And this is the area where Tim Sales says that he gave it the most important sentence in the whole video. He said, to have true leverage, you must create a situation in which everyone has the same amount to gain. Because you can talk about leverage, you can talk about, you know, we talk about employee. And leverage, what does leverage mean? If you start with the word leverage, an increased means by which to attain something. An increased means by which to attain something. That's leverage, right? If you can, you and I could go out there and employ one person. I can hire Lydia, like I did 8.5 years ago. I hired Lydia. What did she create for me? Leverage. Not because she was making money, but she created leverage because she took away from me things that I didn't want to do in the business, and she built, and she does the tremendous amount of support mechanism. So instead of, you know, building my Manatech business with one person, I could now build it with two. Many of you already have that advantage because you have a spouse that's in the business with you. Some of you have what I had, which is a spouse that was more of against you than he was with you, right? So you had to overcome that. But the important thing is that gave me a little bit of leverage. But does Lydia have the same amount to gain that I have? Well, she does if she starts building her own Manatech business, which I gave her the freedom to do. But other than that, she really doesn't, because when you're an employee, you don't make the same amount of money. If that business doubles in size, the employer doesn't necessarily give you twice as much income, right? So there is an equal amount to gain. And what happens is that, you know, as you build more and more employees, his comment in there was the same experience I had, because I ran a sweater mill one time where I had almost 300 employees. And if you have one employee, the saying goes, if you have one employee, you have one headache. If you have, you know, lots of employees, you have an adult daycare center. And it really is becomes a situation, and I'm not criticizing employers or employees. I'm just saying that everybody's problems tend to become your problems. Whereas in leverage and network marketing, that's not what it is, because everybody is an independent contractor. Everybody is working for themselves. They give you all the leverage in the world, but they have leverage working at its absolute highest and best possible way. And that is, to have true leverage, you must create a situation in which everyone has the same amount to gain. And that's exactly what happens in network marketing. So somebody underneath you could make twice as much money as you have. They have the same opportunity. They just work more. They take more advantage of that opportunity. So that's just some of that. I know I spent a lot of time on his video, but I think if you go back and you just listen to it and read it again, listen to it and do an outline on it. Write down some notes as you listen to Tim Sales and recapture the vision that you might have had at one time and you don't have right now, or a vision that you can hopefully instill in other people when you talk to them about why network marketing, why this business opportunity. And I know that this video jumps up every once in a while because I know that for like 5 years I didn't see it, and then about 3-4 years ago, all of a sudden, Ray Robbins walked into a Tuesday Night Live and he had a stack, like 20 of these brilliant compensation videos. I mean, he was so excited about, oh, this newfound tool. And he goes, I know it's not new, Mary Jo, but I watched it the other day, and I said, I want to get as many as I can. This is excellent. And it is excellent. But it's that same old thing that we sometimes leave things behind that really served a huge purpose for us. And then the same thing about the new professionals. Some of you have the book, The New Professionals by Charles King, and you haven't read that one in, you know, a number of years. You might want to go back. It's a little outdated. There's some things in there that are outdated. But a lot of the material, it's about the new professionals, the rise of network marketing as the next major profession. And it's a lot of truth. And it's a great book because it helps people understand that the professionalism that does exist in network marketing. And it can provide you, again, more fodder with being a better share of the business opportunity and not just of what is Nutriveris, right? So I want to conclude today's call just with the concept of asking you, because it's important to know. Because we look at it ourselves and we say, well, why do I need to learn all this? Why do I need to go back and revisit all this? And it comes down to the bottom line of, do you want this business? It's a choice we can make. We can go out and find a bunch of consumers, and can you make some money? Yeah, you can. You want to make 100, 200, 500, 800? I have a number of people. I have one person that's getting like, I don't know, $400 of free products on, I mean, two different accounts, but getting $400, $500 worth of free products every month now, and is making more money than she ever made in network marketing when she did it in the past because of the consumer. But is she going to get to Platinum Presidential? Is she going to get to 10,000 a month? Is she going to get, managing that number of consumers is going to be an end-all kind of nightmare for her if she doesn't get other people doing the same thing. So network marketing is inherently about leverage. When you go out there and you just manage consumers, you're managing a retail base. Now, the leverage occurs a little bit because your consumers want to get their products for free. So they are going to give. They're going to do referrals, and there's going to be a little bit of leverage. But without them working the business, who does all the work? You do. So again, you want to get clarity in your goal. What do you want to do? And if you want to build this business, and you want to truly get to 10,000 a month, or 20,000 a month, or 50,000 a month, or whatever income that your goal is, what you want to do is you want to build a business. So you're going to want to build leverage, and you're going to find people who also have this vision for the business. And what a great time for us to be out there again. There's so many that are out there that don't have jobs. They're looking for jobs. They're looking for ways that they can make money. And the idea is, how can we help them? We have to be in a position where we not just talk about Nutriveris, but we can talk and Ambertos, but we can clearly sit down with them and have an intelligent conversation about why this business model. And that's the benefit of Dr. Charles King. The benefit about knowing about him, his background, being taught at University of Illinois in Chicago, and what this guy said about it. This, you know, in fact, if somebody says to you, I think would be really cute, if somebody says to you in the next week or two, if you remember, if somebody says to you, well, yeah, network marketing, I know enough about it that I don't want to hear about it, and you go, wow, that's almost a perfect quote from Dr. Charles King. And they'll go, well, who's that? And that could strike up a whole conversation about Dr. Charles King and how he views network marketing today as one of the greatest models to produce incredible economic results there is. It's just what great tools, great information for you to be able to utilize when you're out there sharing the business. But again, if you're not sharing the business, what does it mean to you? It probably doesn't carry a lot of weight because you're not out there sharing the business. And I always tell people, if you want to build a business, you got to share the business, because this business is about leverage. And you've got to get out there and have a good talk about how to share the business with people to attract business people to you and to network marketing and to Manatech in specific. Okay, people, that's it. Get some shares from the audience. I'm done with talking about Dr. Charles King and what some of the things that we can do to go back and recapture some of this and start building it into a presentation or a style for us that we can really honestly approach people to what? To join us in this incredible business. Because it is an incredible business. It's a lot of fun to be a part of, and it's just a joy to be able to go out and change people's lives. And that's what I love so much about it, to see the differences that occur out there and the joy that it brings in people's lives. Anyone want to share? You know, we have some minutes. We have 10 minutes or so left in the today. Are there
Mary Jo?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes. Anne, go ahead.
Yeah. I have to say the King book, which I have earmarked and everything, it's looking pretty old on my desk, but it was a seminal book for me. It was a total, it was key for me, and you know I'm an analyst, so you can think about, you know, how this book would appeal to whom, and actually, you know, it gave me, even though I didn't have the baggage with a lot of people, I hadn't been in network marketing, hadn't really even thought about it. But when I started coming up against people who did have that baggage, I had a lot of ammunition. That book is fabulous. And it's told in a very personal way, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can, you know, catch that mood so it's not totally academic and, you know, you know, it's analyst. Because it really comes to the core of why we aren't open, not just to this, but to everything, and our products, everything. So, you know, you have to have the confidence. You have to have, you know, when you meet people in some other networking businesses that don't want to tell you that it's networking, you know, or it's multi-level marketing or any of those terms, when they're scared of those terms, you really have to work on that.
Yeah.
You can't be embarrassed about what you do.
Exactly.
It doesn't work.
Exactly. It doesn't work, and you'll never. Well, what happens is it's a lose-lose, because you'll never educate the person. If you're never going to educate the person on why they should look at it differently. And secondly, it robs you. It keeps eating away at you at what you're doing. And no one can steal your passion from you except you. You can let people steal it, but you know, if you're passionate about it, then go after it and build that strength. So great, Anne, and good to hear from you in terms of how it's helped you, because that helps other people understand the importance of the material in that book and to have it readily available for people so that they can use it. And each one of you should have one. You might share it with people. I tend to keep a couple around just in case somebody doesn't give it back to me, so I always have one in my library. But, yeah, excellent. Thanks, Anne.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Quiet group this Monday morning. I guess the cat's got your tongue, or it's cold where you are too. I'm not the only one that has little
spots. Oh, I have to.
Go ahead.
I found out that it's Thanksgiving in Canada today.
Oh, absolutely. So happy Thanksgiving to all our Canadians.
Mary Jo.
Uh-huh.
Mary Jo, I didn't quite catch the book that Anne was talking about. Is that The New Professionals?
Correct. It's called The New Professionals, and the authors are Dr. Charles King and James Robinson. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay? Yep. You bet.
There you go.
You probably can buy it if you want to purchase it. If you don't have it, I suggest you go on the used bookstores or used, and don't ever buy it new, because there are going to be so many of them out there that you'll be able to find it used.
Okay.
Amazon will have it.
Uh huh.
Mary Jo?
Yep.
I just wanted to, you know, as you were talking about it, I was thinking about Sam's talk about operating from positional strength and how you want to lead with something that opens the door in a non-confrontational and an easy way so that you can sort. Because it really is about letting people find their own path. And I think if we approach it from the standpoint of, all right, if you just want to be a customer, that's great, we'll do that. if you want to build a business, here's what it takes, and then open those doors to all the great tools we've got to describe network marketing, what it really is, because then we're talking to people who have a listening for it. You're not dealing with these built-in filters and so forth.
Right, right. Great. Yeah. And I think we found, I totally agree with you, because I think that when we open the door to people, one of the first things we need to be doing is what? Listening to them, not telling them. And that's your number one thing. Become a great person in terms of asking good questions and finding out what is it that they're looking for? What is it that they want in their life? And that's what's going to help you get beyond the fact, because you can't go in there, you can do whatever you want, but it's not going to be effective for you to be the bull in the china shop and just start talking about how superb network marketing is as a model and da-da-da-da-da, when the person's not, that's not their need. It's not part of their hierarchy of needs. It's not something they want to even pursue or look at today. And yet you're forcing it down their throats because you're so excited about it. We have a tendency to do that. And if I asked every one of you, is it effective? You would all tell me, Mary Jo, it's a failure. I know that because unless you're, there are people out there that can persuade anyone. It's kind of like the super salesman, and we talk about that a lot, right? About the super salesman that goes out there and can sell anything. He could sell it, I don't know. There's so many cliches out there, but they could sell ice to an Eskimo, as they said. That's not what you want to be, because selling ice to an Eskimo just means that Eskimo in 6 months is never going to talk to you again, so or in 3 months or 2 months or whatever. So the idea is that today our world of sales and marketing is one of integrity for the most part. There's always going to be the people out there without integrity, but people are looking for authenticity. They want you to be real. And what I'm trying to do through talking about this today is the factor of putting in your hands tools that can allow you to feel real when you talk about network marketing. So you don't feel like you're being dishonest to yourself or you don't know enough. You want to have the background. You want to have the materials. You want to have the data. You want to have the information that is going to help somebody else understand you as being real, and that person who is looking is going to be more persuaded by what you have to say because you come from an authentic position with good data that helps them open their eyes to seeing why network marketing for me in today's world. And that's the question. And if you, maybe that's a good thing to do, just go back and say, okay, my goal number one, find out their needs, right? Are they looking for work? Are they looking for business? Are they looking for income? Are they looking to make money? Or are they looking just because they're excited about the product? And that's our one, two, or three, right? And if they want to do the three, and the XFMs, if they want to do the business, then you've got to be ready to talk about why would you want to do the business. Let's talk about why this business is so great so that you can help share it with other people as well. And here's what makes this business so terrific, and start developing that with them from Dr. Charles King perspective, using the materials, the books, the data that might be important for them to see. And most people don't jump in and go, I want to do the business. They go, well, I'm thinking about it. I mean, I don't know much about it. Could you explain some of it to me, or why will it work this time when it didn't last time? Those are the kind of people that's why it's important for us to be educated and feel competent to be able to talk about network marketing. Yep. But good point. It's not about us going out, oh my gosh, you got to get this new book and it's great and you got to join me in my business. They look at you like, that sounds like your agenda. We want to find their agenda and meet their needs. That's your goal. Okay, anyone else? And right, positioning. Okay, everybody, well, have a great week. This is our second week of the business period. Don't forget to get out there and schedule those XFMs. Be on the call tonight at 8 o'clock if you can for the XFM Blitz that we're doing. We got some new ideas coming out, which are going to be fun and exciting, I think. We're real excited about what's going on in the field. A lot of people are grabbing onto it. Make sure you get your kit and make sure to earn your T-shirt. Like I said, Lydia and I, when we wear those T-shirts out in public, we always always get people commenting on us. So it's a great prospecting tool, so you want to make sure you get your XFM T-shirt. And all you got to do that is host an XFM sometime in this business period, and Manatech's going to award you with your own XFM T-shirt. All right, everybody, love you all. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.